Yes. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Whenever it's time to read the Easter story in the Gospel of Matthew, I think back to an alternative congregation I served in Columbus, Ohio back in the 1980s. And out in front of the church, we had as a primary symbol what you called a three-man stone. Does anybody know how they talk about the size of a rock by how many men it takes to move it? Not that women can't move rocks too, but well, a three-man rock is a big rock. And every year for a sunrise service, we would load that rock into the back of my station wagon and drive it down to the city park and carry it to where we had our sunrise service. And a member of our church would put on a white robe and a mask and sit on that rock long before everyone gathered for the service. So when everyone came to see that sunrise service, the first thing they would see was someone in a blazing white robe sitting on a really big rock. So that's the image that we have in our gospel lesson today. And for me, it raises the question, what is the stone you hope will be rolled away in your life today? Now, we heard the story of the resurrection in the words of Matthew, and it is the only version where we actually get to see the huge rock that blocked the entrance of Jesus' tomb rolled away, in this case, by a blazing angel. In the other Gospels, the women are coming to the tomb, wondering out loud to themselves, who will move the stone for us? But when they get there, the stone has already been moved. But today we see that stone rolled away in all its glory. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. We think of so many different symbols at Easter time. The empty cross, here draped in a white shroud. The butterfly is a beautiful symbol of Easter. The Easter lily and all of our Easter flowers that pronounce springtime. I always like to think of the Easter bonnet as the great symbol of Easter. I see a couple of them out there. Thank you for wearing those for my sermon illustration this morning. But I wonder how often we think about a rock as being a symbol of Easter. Well, it certainly is, and it's probably the most solid concrete symbol that we have during this entire season. And I'd say it's every bit as appropriate as a hard-boiled egg. Janabi Baru, who's a writer for the Huffington Post, hold this image, that the hard shell of the egg represents the sealed tomb of Christ. And cracking the shell represents Jesus' resurrection from the dead. I wonder if that's why in my family, which had German background, every Easter morning we had an egg-cracking contest to see who would win. John Miller, a priest colleague, talks about how powerful the symbol of a stone can be, that all of us have stones that need to be rolled away, stones that imprison, stones that limit our freedom, stones that entomb, stones blocking out light and life. Some things are just too big and weigh too much to move by ourselves. To us, they are megaliths that won't budge no matter how hard we bear down and push with all our might. And the stones can vary in size and weight and composition, but their common characteristic is always their heaviness. Guilt, doubt, grief, anger, fear, and indecision all carry that same weight and can sometimes feel crushingly heavy. And they push the air right out of us in great size, and they cripple our attempts to live a whole life. If we are to live fully, stones like these must be rolled away or else we'll remain entombed. But who will do this for us? Well, here's the Easter surprise. It's already done. That egg has been cracked. In raising Jesus from the dead, God proclaimed that absolutely everything is possible, and nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God. That doesn't mean our worries and burdens aren't real, and in no way diminishes their importance or makes them trivial. But what it does tell us is those burdens are always shared and have been lifted for us by the risen Christ. So what is the stone you need rolled away? As one pastor preached, you have bills you can't pay, grades you can't make, people you can't please, whiskey you can't resist, a career you can't escape, a past you can't shake, and a future you can't face. And the reality is, by ourselves, we aren't strong enough to roll those stones away. But if God can raise Christ from the dead, then God can do anything. And God can raise us, no matter what it is we face. How does God do that? God raises us when we raise one another, when we're holding each other during all of the challenging times that we're facing and all the times that we're bearing our own crosses. The Easter promise is that Jesus is always with us, but the Easter challenge is to be Christ to one another. Our resurrection life calls us to bear one another's burdens. The commandment Jesus gave us on Maundy Thursday still stands on Easter Sunday: love one another. Love one another. The miracle of Easter only comes true when we love one another. The Christian mystic Teresa of Avila said, "Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks with compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are his body." We are the resurrected Christ in today's world. And to live as Christ would have us live is the price we pay for believing in resurrection. So on this Easter, let us roll away the stone for one another in thanksgiving to God for this Easter gift of new life. Amen.